Hello, welcome to the Eric Anders Lang Show. We're going over how to pronounce names with Kirsten. Because it's not Kirsten.
No, not Kristen.
Not Kristen.
Kirsten.
And last name is Gruder.
Yeah.
Got it.
You got it.
Why is it so fucking loud in here? You can't hear it, but I can. Is it the... We're in my parents' kitchen again in New York City. Real quick, give the elevator pitch. Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing about today. It was just a funny day.
It was a funny day. So, but you to give people at home who are in their cars, or you know, maybe they've just had an accident and they're waiting for AAA and they've turned on the podcast. Elevator pitch for Kirsten.
For Gruder Golf. So.
Because we met through Gruder Golf, which is...
Yeah, through Instagram.
I mean, that sounds like I've... Okay, keep going. I'm going to just interrupt myself.
So I was thinking specifically that we got kind of sentimental on the golf course today.
We did.
And I was talking about how special golf has become in my life. And so Gruder Golf is... We started golfing 2 years ago, a group of my friends and I. Three of my best friends from college and I started this group. And we started playing golf. We were like, yeah, golf seems cool. There's a lot of cool people that play. See what the hype is all about.
Yeah. See if Tiger Woods is really that good.
Yeah. And it turns out he is.
He is.
Turns out
he's a very good
love
golfer.
Him even more than we ever thought we could.
Yeah.
And so a bunch of our friends were like, oh, that looks really fun. Like, invite us the next time you're going.
I'm going to fix your mic here. Just
and
oh, there you go. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
And so we were like, yeah, once a month we should get some people together and see, you know, who wants to play. And over the course of the last year, we went from like 13 people to 88 girls came out to play with us last Saturday. A Saturday in September. And it was really amazing. It was really inspiring to see. It was a lot of beginners. It was a shockingly slow pace of play, but
How slow are we talking?
It was slow.
Five, six, seven?
Yes, we didn't finish 18.
And you had, how long was the day? How much daylight 18. Did you have?
It was in September.
Was it 14 hours?
We were okay. But you know what? There was a lot of dancing. There was a lot of chatting. People were making new friends. We were learning, teaching. It was good. It was great.
88 people and centered around...
88 women.
88, whoa, women only.
In September, it was women only.
Because some events are co-ed.
The one last weekend on Saturday, it was called the Candy Corn Classic. It was co-ed.
Who doesn't love Halloween treats?
Yeah, it was Halloween themed. A lot of people wore wigs.
Where does co-ed come from, the phrase? Do we know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Co-educational?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, someone will give us an answer on the podcast. By the way,
it's fun to play with guys sometimes.
Just because it's topical, I didn't realize that cats aren't the only people that eat their dead owners, that it's dogs too. This was shocking.
Yeah, this has been a big news thing for you today.
We discussed this today.
Talked about it a lot. You're really, I think you're scared of Snowball now, maybe.
No, Snowball. Whoa, did you see his face? He was like, I will fucking eat you bit by bit. I'll start with the little toe and I will end with your eyeball.
He knows.
Well, anyway, moving on. So what is the theme? That Gruder Golf kind of embodies.
It's really just we're on a mission to get girls on the green, basically just making golf less intimidating, more accessible to more people. And like I was saying to you today, like golf has become so special to me. I've made seriously so many friends, met so many awesome people, gotten to do so many cool things like in New York and beyond that. And I think that there are a lot of people that would love it. And just because they're scared to start playing or they're intimidated by who plays, they don't feel welcome in the sport. It's like, it's silly. It shouldn't be like that. So we're here to try to create a community for people to feel part of that's like very much more social, relaxed, totally non-competitive.
And female,
we're all learning
and
together.
Female-centered.
Yeah.
Female-centered as a large part of it.
Yeah,
That's
for
the
sure.
main goal.
Because even the co-ed outing was 50% women, 50% men. So like...
That's unheard of.
I know. There was 50 girls and 50 guys.
Yeah. Usually it's
weekend.
88 guys and 4 girls.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, it's fun. And it's way more fun for all the women there to play, you know, with...
I just got a text. Can you just read the name of the person who just texted me? Just the name.
Can I read it?
Just out loud.
Dude from Buffalo. Is that how a lot of people are saying?
Dude from Buffalo just shot it up. Yeah, it's intimidating.
It is very intimidating.
Golf is intimidating. And in some sense, That doesn't go away for a while. And so I think that probably prohibits people from that barrier to entry to, you know, it's so hard to get good, mm-hmm. but it's so scary to get, it's so scary to think about that.
And I mean, I played so bad today. Like you were
you,
there
you
with
played
me.
Like absolute shit. I was like, whoa. I was like, I'm surprised she knows how to hold the club. I'm kidding. I'm teasing. You played great. You played great.
It was pretty bad. You played great. I normally do play badly. Sometimes I play less badly, but normally I always play badly. But like I always have a good time, but it takes so long to like get to be even like remotely decent.
So like lifetimes.
Yeah. So yeah. To only play a couple of times a year, like it's still you're like, oh my God, I don't want to go play with that person.
Wait, how often do you play?
I haven't played in like a month probably.
So I just want to touch on something that's funny because like I think your experience today is like, I want to talk about that because, but I mean, I don't know why I'm having such a funny moment right now, but because I was like, I knew we should play. I knew you and I should play. I knew you and I should connect because we hadn't met prior to this morning.
Today was okay. Well, let me just explain to everyone else what happened. So I have never met Eric. I've never met this other guy who is the member, Jacob.
Wonderful guy.
At Liberty National. Have no idea who the fourth person is.
Did you know Eric, what Liberty National was?
I mean, kind of.
Kind of.
Like, I've never been there.
Right.
But, like, I knew that it was going to be really hard. So I get direct message from Eric on Sunday.
Right.
Are you free on Tuesday to play Liberty National? Yeah, sure. Sounds great. What time? Don't ask any questions. No details. Texts me. Oh, I'm going to film it. And then we have basically no correspondence at all for another 48 hours. I'm just freaking out.
Were you
literally.
Freaking out? Were you really?
Can't absolutely panic. Why? I don't know because I've never met you. I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing. It's going to be filmed. And then I show up and Eric's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to be late this morning. So you're going to now spend an hour and a half with this random guy that you've never met.
I'm so sorry I was late.
And then also... I get on the boat and I'm like, yeah, do you know who our fourth person is? And Jacob's like, Richard Kind. And I'm like, who? He's like, the actor, Richard Kind. I'm like, who is that? I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah, you don't know Richard by name, but.
Who that is. And he's like, oh, I think you might maybe recognize him. And then he walks up to the driving range and I've been watching so much Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I'm like, Andy? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God.
This is who we're going to be playing with today as our fourth person. And then still for an hour, you weren't there. And so it was just the three of us chatting. And then Richard is like, so, by the way, how do you guys all know each other? Like, how do you know Eric? And I'm like, believe it or not, I know Eric through Instagram. I've never met Eric. Oh my God. And he's like, what? You know Eric through Instagram?
I don't think he knows a lot of Instagram.
Richard and it's freezing out. He's wearing shorts. He has like so much sunscreen all over his legs.
Wait. Kirsten, I just need
a ridiculous scene for me. And the caddy's like, yeah, so what are you doing here? I'm like, honestly, looking around, like, I don't fucking know.
I'm telling you, I need to go change my clothes because I've never laughed this much in the podcast, period. Point. Never, never even. I'm sweating. I'm sweating. I'm sweating because it's a little hot. I'm a little embarrassed now. I feel so bad.
It was really funny.
I'm sorry I was late. My alarm went off. My alarm went off. It wasn't really Snowball's fault. My alarm went off and I woke up and I was like, this is great. I'm feeling great. I got ample time to get downtown and take the boat to Liberty National. I'm so excited. I haven't played there before. And the next thing I know, it was 8:35 and I was like, what the fuck? And I just, I'm an idiot. It's happened one other time in my life. At Port Marnock in Ireland.
It
offered you, I'm sure that there was something valuable that came from it. I'm not that important. I was going to play with Jacob and, you know, I thought that you and I should get together because I liked the idea of what you were doing and I thought, you know, whatever. I mean, there aren't that many people doing something actually cool in golf that aren't trying to sell me a fucking shirt made in China. That's all people want to do. They just want to sell me a shirt made in China with some stupid letters on it.
I did just bring you a t-shirt.
You did give me a t-shirt with letters on it that's probably made in China. But are you trying to sell those? Do you guys make money?
We do sell them, but we have like 100 of them.
Yeah,
like,
you're. For our friends. It's not about the money for you. No. You have a job.
No, yeah.
Right, you're in the medical field.
Yep, I'm a nurse.
A nurse. That's a beautiful job.
Yeah. This whole thing, it's a passion project. It all kind of started.
But it's not just you. It's your three friends.
Three friends.
But you and you all have equal ownership, management, responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Name them.
Jen Corcoran, Haley Hillsland, and Aaron Donnelly.
Okay. And I've met Haley.
Yeah, met Haley at the True Spec thing. Yeah.
We had a party.
Yeah.
Because I think what inspires me about it, and the reason why I really wanted to meet you, and maybe Liberty National on a Tuesday morning was not the right idea. I don't know. I think it was the right idea.
Yeah,
I think
it was great. It was fun. It was super fun.
Was it? I'm laughing because what courses do you typically play?
Diker Beach.
Solid. That's Robert Trent Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, Skyway. I mean, shitty public courses around Manhattan.
Have you played any private courses yet?
We've played a decent amount of private courses, but I mean, my roommate is a member. Aaron Donnelly is a member at Garden City Country Club out in Long Island.
Oh, okay, cool.
So like played there a bunch, but like, yeah, normally we play at...
Okay, so it's not...
Yeah.
Because it was like, I didn't even consider it. Like, I was like, yeah, whatever. Kirsten comes out, Liberty National, great. We'll go fucking tee it up, no problem. It didn't even occur to me that whatever, like, it didn't occur to me that for that 48 hours you would be experiencing...
so much anxiety.
Feelings of anxiety. What were the feelings of anxiety? Because I didn't need to...
I'm just kind of playing around with you, but like, it was a little bit anxiety provoking.
Well, I see. Because when I said film it, you probably thought like a big deal.
I mean, it was just me with a camera. No idea. I didn't ask any questions. I had no idea what you filming it meant.
Right. I probably should have explained that a little more clearly because I didn't mention anything to Richard. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm filming it. And he goes, well, I would have shaved.
I was like, how do you know Richard? Like, where does he fit into the foursome?
Yeah. For those of you listening and you don't know Richard, check out the podcast he and I did. You'll recognize his voice. He was on Mad About You, Spin City, and Curb Your Enthusiasm, obviously. Mm-hmm. Tell me, I'm not a big Curb Your Enthusiasm buff. Tell me about the character he plays on Curb.
He plays Larry David's cousin, Andy.
Okay. Is he a bit weird?
He's just like...
He's weird on the show, right? He's a bit... Weird. I remember his clips being very strange.
He's kind of weird on the show. I mean, it's just funny. It's just hilarious that is the context that I know him in.
Right.
And Jacob was like, oh yeah, I think he'll probably recognize him. And I was like, what?
That said, so he was on the podcast.
I did not hear
he was
that.
He was on the podcast last time I was in New York. Yeah. And I'm on 75th Street, and he's on 83rd.
Oh, okay.
So I just walked over there one night with a couple grande lattes, and me and Richard had a wonderful podcast. And then we were going to try to play together that week, but it didn't manifest itself, so... Did you have a good time playing with Richard?
I did.
He's very fun to play with.
It was.
He doesn't take it very seriously.
He was pretty bad too, so that helped me.
Oh, right. Yeah, if he had been a real good player, that would have hurt you.
That was helping me mentally.
You hit some very bad shots. You hit some great shots too, though, especially towards the end.
I tried. Toward the end, it turned around.
Do you take lessons?
I have taken a couple of lessons at Five Iron Golf.
Oh.
Which is my other favorite place in New York.
Yeah. You guys have events there.
Yeah, we have events there. That's like our home course.
Indoor hitting bay.
It's an indoor place, yeah. I mean, there's so much
Midtown.
It's on 5th Avenue and 19th Street.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
It's awesome. You should go. I mean, it's like, it's a huge bar. There's 10 Sims. It's two floors. There's ping pong, shuffleboard.
10 Sims. That sounds advanced.
Simulators, yeah. There's like a whole kitchen. It's an awesome place to hang out, like even if you just go for whatever. But so much of New York is like freezing, so it's like awesome to be able to go there in the winter.
It's very cold.
Yeah.
It's also filled with asphalt and bricks.
Yeah.
Do you travel outside the city to play golf?
Yeah, when it's warm out, I mean, we have to. We take the subway everywhere.
You can take the train to Diker Beach and play golf?
Yep.
How many golf courses are accessible by subway in New York?
So many.
Really?
Like at least 10.
10?
Yeah.
That would be a cool project.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be a cool project. We should do that.
We should do that. Like a little like map and like video, go to each course and have a meetup at each course.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I bet we could fucking shut some shit down.
Yeah, that'd be really fun.
Because here's the thing, like I love doing the meetups, right? Like I love the one that me and Haley met at with Ashley at True Spec. That's fun for me. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting, right? And you got to do it. You got to spread it out and do it right. I mean, how exhausting was the Candy Corn Classic? The old CCC.
It was exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, it was.
What and it's just the four of you putting it together.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun though. It's so fun. So it doesn't seem like that tiring because we like it.
And do you know of all the 88 people you said? 80
so
something?
So the Candy Corn Classic, there was 98 people.
98. Mm-hmm. So do you know, how many of those people do you meet on the day? How many people do you know?
We knew most of the people at this one specifically.
Oh, wow.
The girls only one, there was a lot of people that like heard about it through friends of friends or through Instagram or whatever.
Right.
Which is, and I mean, New York is like so spiderwebby. It's like one person finds out about it and then they're like, oh, my friend from work and my cousin and her roommate and whoever would want to come. So it kind of like grows pretty quickly.
So what got you into golf in the first place?
So I had always kind of played at a 5-hole par 3 par 4 course.
Five holes.
Yeah.
What it's country? Like,
what place in America on Lake George.
Utah?
No, Lake George, New York.
New York. Got it.
Up in the Adirondacks.
St. George, I thought.
Up in the Adirondacks.
I've started doing, I just guess. Lake George. Oh, that's, yeah, I don't know. I just started guessing.
It's not that far away, no? Like 3.5 hours from here. Okay. But anyway, there was this hotel that burned down and there was always like
I just started
like a
laughing,
plan.
Thinking of you on the ferry, coming to Liberty National, having to grapple with the reality that lies ahead of you.
And like Jacob, I think like thought that I was like a serious CEO. Like I don't know like who he thought I was. Right. Like it was all very confusing.
We'll get back to Lake George, but one of my favorite things in golf is what you experienced today, which is the random foursome. Truly random.
Truly, I mean, I think that's going to be a good episode of Random Golf Club for you.
It's deeply random.
I think you have to edit that one. Like.
There's a lot of great stuff in there.
You have to put that up on the list of editing and have that on the YouTube channel.
Put it high up.
Also,
there.
Another thing is, I think you need to reorganize the YouTube channel interface a little bit.
We talked about this.
Yeah,
I'll get on that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work on that. But yeah, no, I mean that was perhaps one of the most random events of my life. In fact, just so bizarre.
I was talking to my friend Haley on the way over here, and she was like, he's kind of like a genius for putting them together.
Why did she use that word?
I don't know.
I don't know if I...
It's because it's good content. I don't know. Like, was it really? Was
it good content.
I'm not sure how thought out it was, but like it seems like it might have been pretty well planned on your part.
Do you know how little I plan things? That is so not. It was so unplanned. It was completely random. No, I mean, there was
I'm just trying to envision you being like, oh yeah, these four. I think that'll be a really good day for us.
In fact, what I try to do is, what I try to do is literally just like break the machine. You know what I mean?
Like, you did. You know? You did it. Congratulations.
Like I don't. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but when I would have a birthday party as a kid and I would like invite people, I would have a lot of anxiety about how people would interact with each other. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, well, those two people don't like each other. Oh, and then da da. And basically, this is the part of my life where I'm like, fuck it. I don't give a shit. And maybe me being late this morning was even an exercise in that.
That was also planned. I'm like calling Jacob. I'm like, yeah, I'm outside the Saks Fifth Avenue. Like, no idea where I am.
I apologize. By the way, everybody listening, if this podcast is unlistenable, please tell me. I think it's very funny, but maybe people won't find it very funny. But wait. What if the idea really was? I sort of like organize a group to get together and play golf, and it ends up being four people. And a five with me, and then I just don't show up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And send a camera crew.
Yeah. To like send, or have like one of the caddies be like secretly filming it the whole time. Yeah. Right? Goose could do that, honestly. Goose would be pretty good at that, I bet.
Because the truth is, like, I need to pause it. Okay, so we have composed ourselves. And the joke is over. We're moving on. We're making some tea. That's the noise in the background. Okay, Kirsten. So let's stop. Let's try to take this seriously. Okay. See, there you go. Even that, it's just I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm going to turn your mic down until you have something. This is the loudest tea kettle. You know what? We're going to go to an ad. Just bear with us. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. Got a read here from Ben Hogan Golf. When legendary golfer Ben Hogan founded his equipment brand in 1953, he proclaimed his products would offer, quote, the best performing design, the best feel for contacting the golf ball, and the best eye appeal. I like that, eye appeal. Today, 65 years later, the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company remains committed to delivering a superior product line. And thanks to a unique factory direct business model, Ben Hogan handcrafted, custom-made forged irons, wedges, hybrids, and utility clubs are available for hundreds of dollars less than golfers would pay for competitive products through traditional retail stores. Backed by risk-free demo and trade-in programs, golfers can enjoy best-in-class golf equipment, including the acclaimed Fort Worth Black and White irons, edge irons, or the popular Equalizer wedges, all developed and manufactured using Mr. Hogan's proprietary club-building process. That's right. Tour quality custom Ben Hogan golf clubs for a fraction of what competitive products would cost at retail. Don't pay unnecessary middleman markup. Visit benhogangolf.com and use the discount code Eric for 10% off your order. Visit benhogangolf.com and play with the quality and craftsmanship that Ben Hogan Golf Equipment is famous for. That's benhogangolf.com, discount code Eric, E-R-I-K, for 10% off your order. Check them out. Adidas golf shoes, y'all. My favorite pair, I'm going to go with Adipure. I like the Tour 360 knit. Yeah, the knit one. Check out what DJ's wearing and get into that, my guy. Nothing compares to a pair that I wear on the course every time I play. It's true, y'all. I don't miss not being able to wear any other golf shoe because contractually I can only wear Adidas at this point. But the truth is, I couldn't imagine a better situation. And you know what? A little behind the scenes, I went to Adidas and I was like, look, guys, let me not wear any other golf shoe ever. And they were like, yes, sir. And I was like, yes. And then my agent was like, this contract is signed. Anyway, now all I wear is Adidas, and I couldn't be happier. Comfort and stability is hard to find in golf shoes, but Adidas delivers every time. Quite literally, every goddamn time. I've had so many friends tell me how comfortable their golf shoes are, how uncomfortable their golf shoes are, and I always tell them, buy Adidas, Boost, and my guy. Get into the Boost, y'all. Literally. It's very easy for me to talk about them because I actually like them. You can't beat Boost. It's so comfortable. So basically, Adidas golf shoes, and then they're what? There's basically Adidas golf shoes, and then there's every other brand. True facts. No comparison. Adidas golf shoes every time, my guy. You can buy a pair at your local retailer or visit adidas.com and go to the golf section. Because where else do you want to go on adidas.com? You only want to go to the golf section to buy golf shoes. Also, follow adidas.com. I'm sorry. Follow Adidas Golf on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook for all the latest news and releases. Oh, big update. All right. Thanks, y'all. Yeah, all right, everybody. Want to lose 21 pounds? A set of clubs and a bag can weigh 21 pounds, so leave your sticks at home the next time you travel. I didn't realize it was 21 pounds. Jeez. Visit clublender.com and select the clubs you want from among Callaway, TaylorMade, Titleist, and PXG. And select your dates. Not just Majul dates, folks. We're talking dates on a calendar. Clublender will deliver the clubs in a premium vessel bag. Yes, vessel. That's cool. The day before your round to any hotel, course, home, or office in California, Utah, Nevada, Arizona. California, Utah, Nevada, Arizona. If you want to rent anywhere else in the good old United States of America, give them a call and chat with them online, and they'll try to set you up with clubs. They have lefty and righty, stiff and regular, men's and women's. Better yet, the clubs come with tees, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker, and a wet almond-scented towel. I'm just kidding. It's a regular, dry, unscented towel. If you need a range finder, a glove, or balls, they can send them along too. Going to Vegas, San Diego, Scottsdale, Frisco. I don't know. Who's going to Frisco, guys? If you're going to Frisco, I don't know. You might just want to switch that decision up. Just playing one or two days and don't want to lug your clubs the entire trip? That's me, y'all. Raise your hand. Clublender's got you covered. Use the code Eric Lang as a coupon code at clublender.com and get 10% off your first order. That's the code Eric Lang, E-R-I-K-L-A-N-G. That'll get you 10% off your first order. Own the experience, not the hassle. Because who likes hassles? I do not. Who likes experiences? I do. Clublender.com. Coupon code Eric Lang, E-R-I-K-L-A-N-G.
That'll get you 10% off your first order.
All right, we're back. Unfortunately, I made Kirsten laugh while we were taking an ad break. I apologize. Okay, so Lake George, I think that's where we were.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we were talking about Lake George. Yeah, so I kind of, always kind of played up there, but not really. I'd never been to a country club, played on a real course until 2 summers ago when my girlfriends and I started playing.
How does that happen?
Because we...
How do you just pick up golf? It doesn't happen.
Well, we all were just kind of like, we should just do it. We should learn what this is about. We hang out every Saturday anyway. We might as well like pick something up together. And I would have never done it if it wasn't with four, like three other people.
You need a group.
You need a group.
You need a team.
We all kind of started together and it was so fun. We became like so obsessed with it so quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
How did obsessed with it. What was it?
Because like we were... Even though this may be surprising to you after today, we got like better quickly.
Right.
Because we were playing a lot. And like it was so
fun. You hit
some
good shots. I could just tell that you were playing below what your expectations were of yourself.
I mean, there was a camera in my face the whole time. There was a famous actor behind me. I was nervous.
I don't think Richard, ironically, liked the camera either.
It wasn't either of those things. I don't know. But we got better quickly. And we like had all played sports growing up. Like it's fun to like play a sport and practice it and get better at it and do something with your friends.
Billions of people would agree.
Yeah, it was great. It was super fun. And I think that there are a lot of people that want to play with their boyfriends or with their husbands or fathers or coworkers, whatever. There's a lot of people who I think would love the sport as much as we do. And they just don't have like a way in kind of...
Right, especially because, I see what you're saying, because if you
go by yourself, it's like, it sucks to be the only one that is like trying to learn, and people get frustrated. Like people say that they're not going to get frustrated, but then they do get frustrated.
Right.
And they're like impatient, and then if somebody goes and they have a terrible time and they suck, then they never want to do it again. Then like, screw it, I'm not doing that again. It was not fun. And it cost $100. Like, they're like, why would I spend $100 to go, like, kind of not have fun and, like, maybe embarrass myself? Like, you wouldn't. But if you spend $100 and go play with, like, 80 other people who also suck and, like, are dancing around all day, you're like, oh, that was awesome, I'll do it again.
Right. Yeah, the equation for golf is very fine. Yeah. It's a fine line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've heard from a lot of people that have said, I hate golf. I've hated golf. I now, but for some reason, I'm getting more into it. You know, some guests on the podcast have gotten people inspired to try it again, or I don't know what it is, or adventures in golf. Some people say that they kind of get something out of that, but I've heard a lot of people saying that they find golf not enjoyable.
Yeah, because if you suck at something and you're playing with people who are annoyed that you suck, that's not enjoyable for anyone.
I was not annoyed that you weren't playing well today, by the way. I hope it didn't seem like I was.
No. I'm not saying today. I'm just saying in general. Like, it can be frustrating, I think.
Yeah.
I can see it being frustrating. Or like if somebody's behind you and they're like yelling at you or like telling you that you're super slow or whatever, it's like stressful, you know, and you're just like trying to like figure out what you're doing and then also like not get in trouble and
trouble
kind of
trouble on the golf
you're
course.
You're kind of in trouble, like the ranger's coming, he's like yelling at you, right. And you're like, what?
It's funny that people come to golf on a Saturday, whatever, and they show up and they pay that money and they spend all that time and they're out there on the like planet Earth and they're enjoying their time, and then they end up like sort of expressing meanness or rudeness, like whether it's the ranger or whatever it is, or or unwelcoming vibes. Mm-hmm. That's so strange, you know. And I think that's really what, like
it's
I
so
said,
unfortunate, like for everybody else too, because they're clearly like in it, right? They're
right.
Like in the inner circle, and they're like just annoyed by people, you know, trying to come in and, you know, slow them down or whatever. Which I think that if you are bad, though, I think a big point that we try to emphasize is that if you are, but like, just like, how many times do I pick up my ball? Like, just pick up your ball and just like throw, like, just like whatever. It doesn't, but no one cares though. Like,
I do that
you
too.
Don't have to like hit it from a shitty place or like try three times to get out of the sand and slow everybody down. Like, you don't have to do that. Nobody cares.
Like, yeah. No one gives a shit.
And everybody would rather be playing at the same pace and like learning at the same time.
Yeah.
I think that's a big, big thing that a lot of people don't. You know, they try to hit it and you're like, that's your 10th shot on this hole. Like, you can't do that.
10 is about the at that point you're looking at 180.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. I have a friend who annoys me because what he does is he'll hit a shot and it's not a bad shot. It'll be like just off the right side of the fairway. Just off. And he'll drop another tape another ball and hit it. And I'm like, "What are you fucking Phil Mickelson? Like stop. Like this is not a practice round.
Yeah.
Like just play your fucking ball and like stop wasting everybody's time and like making us watch you do it twice.
Yeah.
Cuz it's not a pretty swing.
Yeah.
Not that that has anything to do with it. But I'm just like, I don't like the whole hitting two shots thing.
Yeah.
I granted I had to this morning because my first one went in the water. What was your favorite moment today from Liberty with Richard, Eric, and Jacob?
My favorite moment. I really liked the par three where it was like right on the water and you were like really close to the Statue of Liberty. That was really pretty. I liked
that.
Was
the final, the 14th hole, the final hole of Jacob and my and Jacob's match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a three hole match.
Yeah, it was exciting, actually. That was kind of exciting. You guys were playing really well.
We turned it on.
Yeah, you did.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun, actually. That actually was my favorite moment as well.
Oh,
And one of my other favorite moments was when we were approaching the 18th green. And Richard, I mean, you got to Google Richard Kind. If you're listening to this podcast, you need to Google him to get the idea. I hate to say it, but he looks like Charles Grodin. He looks exactly like Charles Grodin, but he's not. And, he's so funny and nice.
He is really funny and really nice.
And so we're walking up to the 18th green and he goes, "All right, I'm going to start saying my goodbyes now. I got to run." And he just literally started saying goodbyes and then he putted and just left. And I was like, fucking baller. Like, that's how you do it if you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Here's a coaster.
Sorry.
I poured some tea. We're having some tea here. This is some ginger, orange something.
Yeah. It's kind of hot.
It's hot, you know? What else? So yeah. Yeah, because what I was going to say is not a lot of people are actually doing something to make golf more accessible. Some people are doing things to make golf cool. Some people are doing things to make money in a cool way off golf. Some people are doing things to tell interesting golf stories.
Mm-hmm. All right? Important, I think, yeah.
All important, but very few people are actually doing something to fucking activism, fucking grassroots, feet bootstrapped on the ground, rally, organize the people, unite.
Yeah,
Not many people are doing that.
I think we are. We're trying to do it, yeah.
I think you are. I mean, from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Maybe on the inside you're not. I don't know.
It's super fun, too.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
So, people listening, what are you going to... Everyone... Hello? Hello, if you're listening. Hello, if you're listening. I think, one of the things that I don't know, what can people actually do?
They can follow us on Instagram.
Heyo.
Well, because that's how we...
G-R-U-E. U-E.
Yep.
Not E-U.
U-E.
G-R-U-E.
T.
T.
E-R.
E-R.
Golf.
G-O-L-F.
Yep.
G-O-L-F.
Or you can join our mailing list, which is grudergolf.com.
Okay.
Because then you'll know about our events and then come to our events and hang out with us.
Events.
Play golf with us.
Primarily. And co-ed. Some co-ed, some regular.
And you'll know which ones are co-ed.
Are the co-ed events a bit like singles meets?
A little bit.
I could
see
that.
But not, I mean, no, not really, but like a little bit. There's like a silver lining to it, though.
It's not a bad pitch.
It's not a bad pitch.
I mean, think about it.
It's not a bad pitch.
I think they tried to do that at Chelsea Piers once a few years ago, but it was not a bad pitch,
and it kind of works. We've had some.
It could be the pitch, the line could be like, don't play as a single. Sorry.
But like, especially because like at this like amount of people, we can kind of like make the foursomes. Like, it's fun to make
foursomes. You can control.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like, people sign up as foursomes or as with a cart mate or whatever, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Could be fun. That could be really fun.
It is fun.
It could be funny.
It's happening.
It could be funny. No, but I'm just thinking, like, if you treated it like a singles thing, like a what do you call those?
Well, what, like a speed dating thing? That's one of the ideas that we had at Five Iron, is that we'll have a Valentine's Day party at Five Iron.
That's a really good idea.
And do speed dating within each of the Sims.
See, you see what's happening here is you're going to start changing people's lives. And you're going to become like...
I've changed my own life.
Yeah, have you? How? How has your life changed? The ground, though. Minute to minute, day to day. Don't give me the 30,000 foot view. I want literally like take a left turn.
I mean, logistically, we have these events to organize, which is like a little bit time consuming. And just like we're always thinking about them. But I mean, my career has not changed and things like that. But I mean, my friend, I just have like such a bigger circle of friends and people and things to do now because of it, honestly.
Right. And everybody plays golf. Do you find yourself when you meet someone who doesn't play golf, are you like, eh, see you around, buddy?
No.
Okay. That's, no. I guess that's just me. I have some friends that don't play golf, but it's hard to justify
hanging out with them.
Time. Yeah, because I mean, I'm always either work. Hang on. Talk about. I have a pause.
Oh, that's all nice.
I don't know. Someone was trying to call the podcast studio. They wanted to call in. They wanted to call in live. Yeah. So I. What can people do?
So they can join our mailing list, follow us on Instagram.
But what can you must have a creative idea of how people can do this in their, because it's in their own city, or are you going to their city?
I mean, I think eventually maybe we would want to go to other cities, but New York is where we all live, and Jen lives in Boston, so we do some things in Boston too.
Hang on, are you actually Mark Zuckerberg and you're about to launch some huge $1 billion idea?
I hope so.
Are you?
I hope
so.
If you are,
I'm both like just happy for you, but also terrified. Because, I mean, you could just be like having a good idea and being nice and sweet, but you also could literally be like, I'm going to just kill everybody with my like.
Is that what it seems like I'm here to do?
No. No, but it just did occur to me like this could get big. It could be a really cool thing.
It could, yeah.
Because I'm, like I said, I couldn't be more into it. I just think it's so cool. Like,
thank you.
Like, how the fuck is it possible that there isn't something that. There's a lot of things that support golfers and handicaps and but there's not a lot of things that support like, yo, chill sesh.
Yeah.
Bring your jeans.
Mm-hmm.
No one gives a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very casual. Well, and that's the thing. It's like, we're not really targeting golfers. We're targeting non-golfers, like people who have never like played before.
How do you do that? What's the pitch?
I mean, the pitch is different depending on who we're talking to, honestly.
Oh, like, wow. Do you like stand on the street with a sandwich board?
No. And I mean, it's like, it's friends of friends. We between the four of us, we have a lot of friends, honestly. Like,
right.
That sounds
You're
like
very popular.
Whatever. No, but like, we know a lot of people from high school and college and work and whatever. And
from Lake George?
And we've lived here for a while.
Did you all grow up in Lake George?
No. We all went to Boston College, though.
BC.
Together. Yeah.
Got it. And you didn't play golf in Boston College?
No.
That's too bad because I've heard there's great golf in Boston.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you know, we should do an event in Boston.
Yeah.
Go back to the homecoming.
We definitely should.
They would support.
Yeah, for sure. Jen, who is the other co-founder, she plays golf down the Cape at Ocean Edge a ton, which is where we all played our first round all together, actually.
Whoa. That was the
turning point.
The Bodhi tree.
Like all turned to each other and we were like, we've never had this much fun sober together ever doing anything.
Oh, because it's a non-drinking thing, or it's relatively speaking.
A lot of it is drinking, but this specifically, the first round was sober, and we were like, wow, we've never hung out Saturday sober and had this much fun together before.
Oh, that's cool. That's positive.
Yeah, it was.
And
it
you
was
can awesome. Kind of do whatever. Like, if someone, it's not a big deal if no people aren't drinking.
Oh yeah, totally.
No one was drinking today during our round.
No. It was also 10:30 in the morning.
After like a ferry ride. How beautiful was that ferry, though?
It was so nice.
You took it on the way home. How beautiful
was
that?
Yeah, it was so nice. I had it all to myself.
Really?
Yeah, it was
You're
great.
Just totally
I was chatting it up with the captain. He was
Did
great.
You invite him to the next Scruter Open?
No, but I gave him a postcard, told him about it. Yeah.
So let's see. Let's do a little bit. Liberty National, right? Let's talk about it. What?
Very hard. A lot of hazards.
A lot of hazards. Hazards.
A lot of water, a lot of sand.
I did go in the water on the first hole.
Yeah. It was tough.
It was tough. Yeah. Tell me about the course. Like, I want to hear Kirsten's course review.
It was beautiful.
I want you
so
to pretend
beautiful.
Like you're on Golf Channel and give me a course review.
Well, like,
of Liberty
this
National.
Is hard for me because I, like, if I'm comparing it to, like, Split Bay Rock in the Bronx,
Split
which
Rock.
Is where we played Pelham last Bay. Weekend. Yeah. And I mean, it was really, really beautiful. The views were amazing.
Incredible views.
It was cool.
You're looking at Manhattan on most of the holes.
Yeah. It's like all along the water. I guess I wasn't really expecting those views. I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't really expecting that.
Do you watch golf on television?
Yes.
Okay.
We watch, well, now, since we've gotten into it, we watch the PGA.
Do you want LPGA or PGA? PGA Tour?
Mostly just the PGA. Although I do really love the LPGA, but like it's just for some reason more exciting to watch the PGA. I don't know.
Do you guys have like pro golfers that you like? Sort of.
Yes, we love Tiger Woods.
You love Tiger. Tiger's great.
We are really obsessed with Tiger.
Were you guys watching Eastlake when he won?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking crazy, mm-hmm. right? That was crazy.
Yeah, it was really fun.
What was the vibe like in the space? Where were you guys?
I actually, Aaron and I were playing, and we finished early to like watch the last like couple of holes.
You shut it down.
We were watching it on our phone while we were playing.
Oh my God, you guys are you should have a special sect of the Greuter crew called the Greuter Geeks, because you are golf geeks. That's solid. That's huge. Because so for the Open, I was playing Ballyneal.
I love it.
When the Open was happening at Carnoustie this year, I was at Ballyneal, which is, you know, a destination, really, private Tom Doak course in Colorado. And we fucking went and played Sunday during the Open. And I was like, guys, Tiger's in the fucking hunt. Like, I'm out. And they were like, no, it'll be fine. Just come play. And then, of course, we get in the fourth hole, the farthest hole from the clubhouse, and he's tied for the lead. And I was like, I'm out. So I carried my bag like a mile and a half, like over the fucking Rockies. And I get in, and then the first thing I see is a double bogey. And I'm like, God damn it. But anyway, golf geeks, respect.
Yeah. Well, I think once you start playing and you like can appreciate how fucking good they are and like how hard it is to do what they're doing, then you're like, oh my God, it's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like, and so it's like for me, like other sports, like watching football, I'm like, I don't get this like really at all. Like I have no interest really in watching that.
Right.
Because I've never tried to play football. I don't really understand it.
Football is not going to get played. Yeah. No one's going to be like, I'm joining a football. Like, if you were like, we're having a football team, I would be like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Have there been any love connections as of yet on the... Really?
Many.
No way. Yes. Sustaining romances or merely just a random foursome, if you will? Twosome.
No, a few sustaining romances. Really? Yeah, definitely.
Tell us.
I can't really tell you.
Be anonymous. No one's going
to
know.
I mean, so last year we took a party bus trip to Topgolf in Edison from Manhattan.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was so
fun. How many seats? Like 16 seats or like 30?
50.
Fucking hey. You guys rolled deep. I respect all of this. So much organization.
A lot of organization.
And so you plan it and everyone throws in $70 or whatever.
Yeah. And in the beginning, you know, we were just doing like Venmo, whatever. Now we have like Eventbrite tickets and we'll just like put the deposit down.
Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. That's professional.
It is professional.
Fucking legit.
Yeah. Yeah. We have an LLC. We have a bank account now.
Whoa. See, I knew you were Zuckerberg. I knew it. I'm fucking hell.
This is all
your middle name is Zuckerberg and you just kind of like deleted it from your birth certificate.
Erin is a lawyer, so she set up the LLC and the bank account and Solid. She does all that stuff.
But the love story.
They met at the Topgolf and they've been dating ever since.
No way. And this was how long ago?
This was last December.
Does it just melt your heart?
Yes. It melts my heart, Eric. It really does.
So I was a big fan of I once met a girl on a plane and we dated for 7 months, which is a long time. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of your life, right? But we sat next to each other. We got on the plane and I was like upset about my seat assignment, to be honest. I was like, middle seat? What the fuck? And then I got on the plane and there was this like really beautiful woman. And we talked for the entire flight. And anyway, we dated for a while. And I got into this idea of people meeting on planes. And so I started researching it. And apparently Southwest Airlines has like a thing on their website where it's called like, you know, what? Romance in the Sky or something like that. And it's like literally people getting married from meeting on a plane.
So like you like make a note if you're single?
No. Chill, Zuckerberg. It's not intentional. It's just like it happens. Like this is totally random. I like the idea though. I like the intensity. I like it. So people write Kirsten a letter on Instagram with what you're looking for. Handicap, lefty, righty, height, obviously, color palette, you know, Instagram followers.
All I'm saying is in New York, it's kind of hard to meet people. And when you play a 5-hour round of golf with someone, you like genuinely talk to them and get to know them and hang out with them. And it's like it's like so much more like real of a either friendship or love interest than would be like out at a bar, I think.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Did you listen to the John O'Hurley podcast?
No.
You have to. You absolutely have to.
What is it?
It's one of my favorites. It's my show.
Oh.
But it's last Monday or I can't remember last Thursday. But he engaged, he proposed to his wife at Pebble.
Oh.
Because she's a huge golfer. She like loves golf. She works for the Golf Channel. Anyway, it's a really, really heartwarming story. I love it. Really made me happy.
I'll have to listen to it.
Yeah. So So yeah, that's right. You know, I think you're right about talking to someone while you play golf. You really learn a lot. I feel bad because I feel like sometimes when I play golf, I'm just like out of it.
But you were also like the middle person between all three of us.
Thank you for
so
that.
So you were like trying to like split your time between all three people, which I totally get.
That's a good point, right? Is instead like how would it have been different? Like if I had played with, I don't know.
Well, I think your time was just split into three parts. You know, so like. Yeah.
And I mean, four is, because of the filming.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's interesting. I like this. So there's one. So we've got one couple. We've got one couple over here.
There's a few couples. There's honestly. A few now. I'm not kidding.
There's a few.
Yeah.
And now, do they hang out and go play golf?
Yes.
Because holy shit, that's awesome.
It's fun.
That's so cool.
It's fun.
Do you take a percentage?
Of what?
Of whatever they create together.
Their marriage.
Are you in the prenup?
No, it's not me, honestly. It wasn't me. It just happened. But it's just like, it's a fun place for people to meet in New York, I think, rather than just like at a party, at a loud bar.
You said, why do people have a hard time meeting in New York? Is that true? I mean, with all of the apps and all of the interaction, I would imagine it's pretty easy to meet in New York.
I think if you're not into using a dating app.
Oh, and you're not. People are not you. Sorry. I mean, maybe you. Sure.
I
mean, but
I think some people aren't necessarily.
Right. It is forced.
Yeah, it's a little forced.
On some level. It's also, you know what's my favorite thing to do is when I go out and try to pick out who's on a first date. And I just try to clock it and just be like, what is she thinking? She's like, this guy is a loser. Like, yeah. Anyway. Any other questions?
I mean, I was pretty surprised to learn that you only started playing golf 7 years ago. So you're pretty good.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very good. And Jacob are very, very good.
Jacob's fucking better than me, but I kicked his ass.
Yeah.
He was really a three-hole match. I went birdie, par, birdie, and I fucking closed the lid. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that. I took a lot of lessons. That's my biggest thing like, if people are like, I just started, it's like, take lessons.
Yeah.
Like, because your body doesn't know how to do the golf swing. It's unnatural. Yeah, take some lessons.
Yeah.
I was wishing I had a thought to give you today to help you.
I know, but then there's like too many thoughts and then you're like thinking about too many things, you know?
Right. What did help you in the end? Because you did start playing really well.
I don't know. I think I just need to get warmed up because I haven't played in like a month.
That's tough.
That's tough. It's a long time. Just kind of get out of
Didn't
it.
Didn't you just have the fucking event this weekend?
Yeah, but I was working the event.
No, you gotta start playing.
We kind of switch on and off. Two of us work it, two of us play.
Oh, I see. And this was your turn to work.
Yes, so my turn to work. I see. Yeah.
So what's your big thing? What do you want? What's your dream?
The dream is to have a Grutter Golf clubhouse somewhere.
Really? Where?
I don't know.
I would love that.
I would love that.
Would it be women only or would it be both?
No, I think it'd be both. But like it. Maybe to be a member is women only. I don't know.
Gangster.
I love that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
I think it'd be a really be fun there. Place to hang out.
I would be there.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, because you might not be philanthropicness, like on the, you know, that's not the main thing. Like, because I hate, like, I saw a homeless guy with a sign that said 10% of my proceeds go to charity. And I was like, it's a funny joke, but it kind of makes me cringe. You know what I mean? Because like every golf thing is like charity, charity, charity. And I'm like, you know why you're going to charity is because you're a fucking corporation and you have no choice.
Right.
And you know why the PGA Tour goes to charity is because it's a 501c4.
Right.
Right. Which means it's like a weird business league that like they have to give away the money. And so every PGA Tour event is like run by volunteers and the PGA Tour makes a donation in their name. And all of a sudden they haven't paid tax on $1 billion.
Right.
Crazy. So anyway, I like that you're not about either of those things. You're like literally just about like the fucking, the food, the meal.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't really started making any money yet.
That's great though. You don't want it, you know?
Yeah. No, it's definitely, it's just about just getting people together. Just think,
how did Facebook started very small like that? Like it was just.
So many Facebook references.
Yeah.
It's just about getting people together, honestly.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's rad. That's rad. Are you going to make an app ever? Does it need an app?
I don't think it needs an app.
Right.
Right? Because it's just
there
like,
are shitty golf apps out there, right?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Because we're not trying to like meet up random people.
Oh.
Like there's like Golf Now is like if you're a single golfer, you can like go on and they'll like put you in a foursome or whatever.
I've used Golf Now, yeah.
Yeah, which is fine, but that's not that's the opposite of what we're trying to do. We're trying to like have a big party of all golfers right. that like are all going to be part of the same group, and then you
that's buy a so ticket great. To that. That's so great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, I look forward to having the chance to be a part of one of these.
Yeah, you got to come.
And to document full random.
Yeah.
Full random. I want to meet these people that are currently dating. Random Liberty National.
Yeah.
I mean, you played one of the best courses in New York.
Yeah, it was great.
One of the most exclusive, at least.
Yeah, I'll have to go back when I'm a little warmed up or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now we'll go play somewhere else. We'll go play. I want to play Diker with you guys.
Yeah.
I've never played there.
Oh, it's great.
I've never played Diker or, I mean, a bunch of those other ones. I can't remember. It starts with an M. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I don't know. And it's down there. It's down there. Robert Trent Jones course. Yeah.
No idea.
Anyway.
Marine Park.
Marine Park.
Oh, I played there the other, like, couple, maybe in September.
Sure. Doesn't matter.
It was okay.
Just okay, she says.
Yeah. It was under construction. Thumbs down. It was under construction, so there was a lot going on. I don't know.
Well, anyway, I look forward to, being able to spend time with the crew at large.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's indoors. I'll be in New York next week. Could we throw together a meetup if I'm in New York next week?
Yeah, definitely.
Holy shit.
Definitely.
I don't know when this podcast is going to air, but fucking watch out.
Yeah.
That would be big.
We should. Let's
do
it. We should.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do it.
This may have already happened by that time, so who knows. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you so Kirsten. Much. This was nice.
Follow her at...
What a great day.
It was a great day. Follow her, Gruetter Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Gruetter Golf. Is that it? And the mailing list online.
Yeah.
GruetterGolf.com.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking fantastic. Take part. And thanks for being on the show. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't.
I normally end the podcast by saying see you in the showers, but I don't. You know, anyway, have a good day.
Cheers.